30. Blind spots. We all have blind spots. There is one fundamental truth that we each need to come to grips with if we want to grow spiritually. Unless we are willing to embrace this truth, any spiritual growth we do experience will be stilted, minimal, and not a fraction of what is actually possible. It may be the first truth of the spiritual life. It is a truth that we need to be constantly reminded of. Others can and will remind us of this truth, but as we grow in wisdom, we learn to remind ourselves. This is the truth. We don't see things as they really are, especially ourselves. We all think we have 20/20 vision in life, but we don't. We don't see things as they really are. Let me give you an example. Do you play golf? If you do, you will understand this example. If you don't, think about a time you watched a recording of yourself. Have you ever had your golf swing recorded? When you got the recording back, did your swing look like what you thought it would? Probably not. How many surprises were there? Probably not just one tiny one. You most likely didn't watch the recording and think, "The only problem is I take the club a fraction outside the line on the way back. Other than that, my golf swing is perfect." No. If you examine it, really study it, you will see that you could probably improve your grip, your stance, where the ball sits in your setup, your tempo, your release at the top, the follow-through, and many other things. In your mind, you may have thought you had a nice, easy swing like Freddie Couples, but the recording doesn't lie, and it quickly dispels that myth. We don't see things as they really are. If you think this is not true, record yourself doing anything. You don't look like what you think you look like. You don't move like what you think you move like. You don't sound like what you think you sound like. Here's another example. Get out some old photos from perhaps 20 years ago. Did you think you looked like that at the time? We don't see things as they really are. You don't see your marriage as it really is. You don't see your parenting as it really is. You don't see your career as it really is. You don't see your personal finances as they really are. You don't see your health as it really is. You don't see your business as it really is. You don't see your children's school as it really is. You don't see your church as it really is. You don't see your life as it really is. If you want to have a mind-altering experience, get 4 or 5 of your close friends together and ask them to tell you about how they see your marriage or your parenting. See if your friendship can survive that. For more than 20 years, I have had various spiritual directors, people to coach me spiritually. They have helped me to grapple with the questions of life. They have listened to me dream and complain. They have helped me discern what God was calling me to next. But perhaps most of all, they have helped me to catch glimpses of myself as I really am. Not as I imagine myself to be, not how I pretend to be, but as I really am. Not as I hope people will experience me, but as people actually experience me. When I come to my spiritual coach and share something I am struggling with, half the time I need him to say, "Matthew, you're being too hard on yourself." The other half the time, I need him to say, "Matthew, you're being too easy on yourself." And occasionally, I need him to say, "You really need to pay attention to this because it could become a real problem." In the same way, sometimes I need my wife Maggie to take me aside and say, "Matthew, you're working too much," or, "Matthew, you were too hard on Walter today. You need to remember, he is only 5 years old. I don't see things as they really are. I don't see myself as I really am. The reason is because I have blind spots. My past is full of experiences that are influencing my present and my future. These past experiences have given birth to fear and insecurity, which create huge blind spots The past has also given birth to a thousand hopes, dreams, and ambitions that I carry deep within me, and these also prevent me from seeing myself as I really am. At times, I can be cynical because of something or someone I encountered in the past, and this cynicism is a blind spot. I can also be paranoid at times, another blind spot. And guess what? I like being liked, and nothing will blind us like our desire to be liked, accepted, loved. All of these blind spots make it hard for me to see situations and people, especially myself, as they really are. And if you are honest with yourself, I think you will discover you have blind spots too. Once we recognize and accept this, the real work can begin, because three things happen. We develop humility, we become docile to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and we stop judging ourselves and other people. Humility. Only the humble soul can be led. Only the humble soul is coachable. Only the humble soul can truly advance in the spiritual life. Pride fuels the delusion that we see ourselves as we really are and situations for what they really are. It blinds us to who we really are. Pride prevents us from allowing God to transform us radically. Pride stops us from experiencing the fullness of joy that God desires for us. Docility. God sends the Holy Spirit to guide us in every moment of every day. The Holy Spirit is prompting us to do this or avoid that, to help this person or encourage another person. But in order to benefit from the promptings of the Holy Spirit in the moments of the day, we need to be docile. What does it mean to be docile? It means to listen deeply and to be coachable. How well do you listen to the voice of God in the moments of the day, especially in times of decision? Are you stuck in your ways, or are you open to being coached in new and better ways? Once we accept that we do not see ourselves and situations as they really are, we become humble, and one of the hallmarks of humility is docility. Judging. There are so many ways to judge other people and to judge ourselves. When we judge, we pretend to be God. This is the grandest delusion in history, man thinking that he is God. Opinions are a highly evolved way of judging, and we have opinions on everything. We live in a hyper-opinionated society, which is also to say we live in a hyper-judgmental society. In many ways, our opinions are a subtle, self-justified way of judging other people. Judging emerges from pride. Opinions are an easy trap for the proud. Are you a judgmental person? Do you offer opinions without being asked? Do you offer opinions about things you know little about? Do your opinions lead you and others closer to God? We all have a distorted view of reality. We don't see things as they really are. We don't see ourselves as we really are. We have blind spots, biases, and prejudices. Jesus wants to liberate us from all of these and help us to see things as they really are, to see ourselves as we really are. Point to ponder. We all have blind spots. Verse to live. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Matthew chapter 7, verse 3. Question to consider. How are your blind spots affecting your relationships? Prayer. Lord, take the blindness from my eyes so that I can see people, situations, and myself as you do.